Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of back-end development with Superbase. Buckle up.
Ooh, Superbase. I've heard whispers. It's like the open-source Firebase alternative, right?
Exactly. Think Firebase, but without the vendor lock-in. No more proprietary tech or cloud platform restrictions.
So freedom. But what does it do exactly?
Imagine this. Instant back-end infrastructure, database, file storage, edge functions, all in the cloud. Plus, slick client SDKs to connect your favorite JavaScript framework, React Native, Flutter, the whole gang.
Got it. So I can ditch writing complex back-end code and focus on the fun stuff.
Precisely. Superbase handles the heavy lifting. Manage your Postgres database with a simple UI, auto-generate REST and GraphQL APIs. It's magic.
Magic, you say? What about security? That's always a headache.
Superbase has you covered. Built-in user authentication and row-level security? Child's play. Even real-time data changes are a breeze, and it scales like a dream.
Whoa, okay, I'm intrigued. How do I get started with this wizardry?
Self-host with Docker or grab a fully managed account. They even have a free tier. Click, click, boom. Create tables, columns, populate data, all within the dashboard.
So, like, I can manage my database without ever writing SQL?
Mostly. Superbase gives you those auto-generated APIs. Just copy-paste the JavaScript into your project. One line of code and bam, authenticated full-stack application.
Wait, custom server-side code, is that possible?
Absolutely. Serverless edge functions with Dino and TypeScript. Deploy globally, no sweat.
This is seriously blowing my mind. It sounds almost too good.
I know, right? If you're itching to learn more, Fireship.io has a brand new Superbase course, totally free.
Free? Okay, I'm sold. I'm checking that out. Thanks for the info.
Anytime. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.